Welcome back to the Sports Drive here on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. I am happy to be joined by a special guest, Jason Reed, a senior NFL writer with ESPN and Anscaped, and also best-selling author of Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. Jason, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to get you on. Hopefully things are going well for you today.
Oh, yeah, man, they are, and thank you for having me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. So to get into this a little bit, for people who haven't heard of the book yet or people who haven't read it either, what are some of the stories that you detail?
You know, I in the book, I really take a look at the progress that black quarterbacks have made in the NFL, this basically more than 100-year journey now from, you know, the founding of America's most powerful and successful sports league, the NFL, back in 1920, and how for so much of the NFL's history, black players were excluded from playing the quarterback position, the ultimate, you know, position in team sports, because they weren't considered smart enough, they weren't considered talented enough, they weren't considered to be leaders, they weren't considered to be the type of people who could inspire, well, their white teammates. So, in researching the book and in writing the book, I look at pioneers, guys like Marlon Briscoe, the first black quarterback in major professional football in the United States in the modern era. I look at guys like Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to start in the Super Bowl and win the game's MVP award. But I also look at guys today, superstar quarterbacks who really are people who are changing the game and impacting the sport in ways that, you know, not that long ago, just seemed unfathomable.
And we're seeing more and more of them, which obviously is absolutely fantastic. You mentioned the inspiring stories. Where did you get the inspiration to write a book like this?
Well, I've covered the NFL for ESPN for some time now. Before that, I was an NFL writer at the Washington Post and a columnist at the Post. And going into the 2019-2020 season, it just seemed like there were more superstar black quarterbacks or players who could potentially become superstars than ever before. And so I went to my editors at ESPN and I said, hey, I'd like to take a look at this season. And as it turned out, Lamar Jackson, in his first season as a week one starter, became only the second quarterback in the history of the AP NFL MVP voting to win the award unanimously. The other guy to do that was a guy named Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes, who won the NFL AP MVP award the previous year. That year he won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP award, and in doing so became the youngest player in league history at that time, only 24 years old, to have a Super Bowl trophy, a Super Bowl MVP award, and a league MVP award. Kyler Murray, who was the number one overall pick in the draft going into that season, was the AP Rookie of the Year. Dak Prescott had a great season. Russell Wilson had a great season. So after doing that project, I had some people reach out to me and tell me they think there's a book here. And, well, about 70 to 75 interviews and about 88,000 words later, we have Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America.
Again, speaking with Jason Reed, best-selling author of Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America, also writing, as you mentioned, for ESPN and covering the NFL and sports for a long time. How important do you believe this book is, Jason, and just your work at Anscaped, previously known as The Undefeated, to highlight the diverse and uplifting stories of black athletes? Of course, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years where we've had a lot of the tension in the United States with police brutality and systemic oppression and all of the things that have gone into that with Colin Kaepernick and how those things have affected sports as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about things that really are so in the news right now. In the country, in terms of the reckoning about systemic racism and where the country has been and where it can go on those issues, you see these young quarterbacks who are changing the game and using their voices and using their platforms and then the next frontier, equality and hiring in the NFL. So I think that I don't want to pat myself on the back and say I think my book is important, but I think the issues that I raise in the book and the conversation that I hope the book sparks, I do think that's very important and very timely.
So you mentioned your coverage of Lamar Jackson and the mentioning of Patrick Mahomes as well. We had, over the course of only a couple of months ago, There was an anonymous quote from an NFL defensive coordinator regarding him and saying if he has to pass to win the game, they ain't winning the game. And I think that Lamar, over the course of his career, that while he has been a very prolific runner, he also can throw the ball, and he's been able to show that so far this year. But also the mention of Patrick Mahomes and how he runs around too much. I mean, one would argue Josh Allen does a lot of the same things, and people aren't saying that about Josh Allen. So what are your thoughts on comments that are made anonymously by these coaches regarding Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and maybe even Kyler Murray as well?
Listen, what I try to tell people, that there's never been a better time to be a black man who plays quarterback in the NFL or aspires to. Now, having said that, though, you know, progress isn't perfection. And we do see, you know, the anonymous quotes you mentioned in The Athletic in a piece about quarterback rankings. Yeah, I mean, the stuff made no sense. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, it says that, you know, he can only read his first read, and if he has to come off of that first read, then he has to run around and play street ball, and that's when they lose. Mm. In the history of the Super Bowl era, Patrick Mahomes has the second best winning percentage through 50 starts.
Yeah.
The only guy who's better is Hall of Famer Ken Stabler. So that makes no sense. And I can point to metrics and say Lamar Jackson has improved as a passer. Clearly, he's not the best passer in the game, but the Ravens win because of everything he does.
Mm.
So, you know, there's still this code of language. Josh Allen is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you say this type of stuff, it really does not make sense. Josh Allen is like Lamar Jackson. He has many of the things that they do well. Josh Allen does all of that well. So, you know, you don't hear the same things about Josh Allen, but hey, that's what the book is about where the country has been and where it can go.
Well, and I think the awesome thing about this, and I haven't quite gotten through all of it, but having looked at some of this, is the history of, you know, black quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think that's something for me where I'm not very old at all. I'm only 26 going on 27, but to learn about quarterbacks who are a lot older and have played the game and have come and gone since then, to understand the overall storyline of that, I think is something that, to give you credit for it, Jason, you I think you paint it very well. And I think it's awesome for any sports fan should have a book like this, because if anything, it adds to it adds to your knowledge of the game of football. And then on top of that, the impact of it, of being a black quarterback in America and the way things are and the way things have been, I think it's very important, you know, to shine a light on those things. And I think it's great that you're doing this. And to look at the sub headline of it, you know, it's Rise of the Black Quarterback, but also what it means for America. What do you think the rise of the black quarterback means for America going forward beyond what we've seen up to this point?
Well, you know, the thing about quarterback, and let's take it away from the football field for a minute.
Sure.
Quarterback is a uniquely American leadership position. If you're someone in a company and you're leading a project for a company and you're leading a team of people, well, the leader is called the quarterback. That person's the quarterback of the project. If you're a doctor and you're leading a team of doctors trying to save someone's life, well, you're the quarterback of that team of doctors. When we think of quarterback, we think of the best among us. We think of the smartest person. We think of the person who inspires other people. We think of the best leader that there is among the group. And so if black men were excluded from playing quarterback, the most important position, just because they were considered inferior without any, you know, any proof of this, well, what does that say about America writ large? So I look at the rise of the black quarterback, what it means for America is that when the playing field becomes somewhat level, not completely level, but somewhat level, and all of us can compete based upon our skills and our intelligence and the things we bring to the table as individuals, then any one of us can rise up and contribute to the fabric of the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, and I think it even, like, so when I was in college, I took a sociology class, sports, you know, psychology, and the way that things are brought up in culture within sports. And, you know, a lot of times you have, you know, players like a Peyton Manning. This guy is so in-depth with his knowledge of the game. He plays very well. He's a smart quarterback, where we've seen it, you know, talked about all the time, the way that people characterize, you know, black quarterbacks tend to be very athletic and quick and fast. And there's not the aspect of knowledge and being able to go through your reads and everything that's talked about enough with black quarterbacks. When you look at the best ones right now, as we've talked about a little bit, Lamar Jackson, an MVP, a unanimous MVP. Patrick Mahomes has been very, very good. Already got a Super Bowl and very well could get at least a couple of more by the time his career is done. You know, Kyler Murray, of course, being in there, but also, you know, Jalen Hurts and Malik Willis and Desmond Ridder and some of these other guys who come through, even Deshaun Watson, amidst all the controversy he's brought in, he's been very, very good. So, you know, we're seeing it brought to the attention of more people. And I think that, again, to look at the history of the game from your book and then the way that our conversation has gone, Jason, I think it's really, really cool what we're witnessing here is not only are these guys athletic, and like you said, that you even the playing field, you're starting to see how smart Lamar Jackson is. You're starting to see how smart Patrick Mahomes is in the way that they, you know, go through their reads, and their knowledge of the game of football is just absolutely spectacular. Some of the best that we've ever seen, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're just going to see more and more of this. And why I say that is, if you look at your traditional college powers, your Alabamas, your Ohio States, your USCs, all led by superstar black quarterbacks. You take it to the high school level. You know, it used to be when you went to these elite quarterback camps, you know, for high school 4- and 5-star recruits, you would never see black faces. Now there are black kids at all these camps, even in youth football. So from youth football to high school to college, the pipeline is there. And it's just turn on college football on Saturdays now. Black quarterbacks are everywhere. So we're really in an era now where in another 5 to 8 years, it would not be shocking at all to see the NFL have 12 to 16 superstar black quarterbacks.
Spectacular stuff. Again, this is Jason Reed. He covers the NFL for ESPN and for Anscaped, also best-selling author of a new book, Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. Jason, I'll finish off with this. I ask this to a lot of coaches and players, you know, what their favorite part is of playing the game and being a part of things. What is your favorite part about covering sports, not just that, but also delivering some of these stories that you have for Anscaped and also all of your work for ESPN and even going back to the Post?
You know, for me, it really is the story. You know, people, like, I grew up loving sports, obviously. I think you have to have a passion for your work or you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to be miserable a lot of the time. And I love what I do. I mean, it never feels like a job. And the thing I love most about it is having people trust me with their stories and then me doing the best job I can to tell their stories. And there's nothing more gratifying than when a player or a coach or even executive for that matter, or a fan. I mean, I've written stories on fans occasion. They call you up and they say, hey, you know, you really did a great job with that. Because there's nothing more, to me, valuable and means more to me than someone trusting me with their life and me putting it out to the world in a way that they feel good about.
Wow. Again, I think it's great, too. I had a journalism teacher that said, in a way, we are the watchdogs for society, and, you know, you're one of the watchdogs for sports, and you provide, you know, these great pieces on people, as you said, and I think that, again, his work has been featured, Jason's has been, throughout ESPN. Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America, new book out. You can get it wherever you find books. Pleasure talking to you, Jason. I really enjoyed our conversation. You have a good rest of your Tuesday, and we'll hopefully talk to you again here soon.
Hey, anytime, and thank you for having me.
Thank you again. My pleasure. Jason Reed of ESPN and also best-selling author of Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. We'll be back after this for more Sports Drive on ESPN Pensacola.